Okay, we're in the case of Arba Achim. Gemara asked Misrilei Remei Rein Zikav Atanan. And we have a case of four brothers. So let's make sure we understand the case well, because it's going to come to a discussion of something which we discussed in the past. Arba Achim Shnei Mehen Nesu'in Shtei Achayos. Four brothers. Reuven and Shimon married sisters. Umeisu and Nesu'in Achayos. Reuven and Shimon both died. Hari Elu Chotzois V'loi Mesiabois. V'isaka Daito Sabra Meir Ein Zika. If you're going to say that Ein Zika Hani Mitrei Bati Kosen Hayli Abim Chada V'Hayli Abim Chada, what is the problem? Let each one be miyabim one. And for the Gemara, Laila Main Zika. What's the reason for this story? Mishum Diksava Asalavatal Mitzis Yibim. If it's Atiyesh Zika, you're not allowed to do it. If it's Atiyesh Zika, it's Asalavatal Mitzis Yibim. How are you being Mavatal Mitzis Yibim? What's the problem? One be miyabim one, and one be miyabim the other. So the Gemara says, Dilma, the Dilma Adami Yapim Khad Ma Yasidah Kabarata Batalta Mitzvah Yibim. Now first Khaira there's a problem here. I have a simple Eitzah. Reuven and Shimon died. Levi and Yehuda are here, and there are two women here. Let them do it at the same time, the two Yehudas, no? Can't do it at the same time? What?
Same
what?
Same
Dilma Mayis. So it says you can't do it at the same time. If you did it at the same time, it would be a good answer. But you can't do it at the same time because of Gezeira, you might do it not at the same time. Do Yibum. You can't do Yibum at the same time. Yeah, but if you do it at the same time, it won't be a problem. So chashash is, so it's sort of a gzeira. So gzeira, well, Rashi said that if one does chalitza, the second one can't do yibum. Because of a gzeira, the first one might do yibum, the second one might do chalitza. So vice versa, we even make a gzeira for this. It's such an important din that we even make a gzeira for it. That's what the Gemara is saying. So I guess to tell them to do it at the same time, right, we're also worried with Stamat Zera. Because we're not Chayshish Femisa in a few minutes. If we'll tell them both do it the same night, we're only Chayshish Tayses Femisa in Isman Arach, not in Isman Kotzim. But you see how vite the Gzera is, the Gzera of the Asal Vatal Mitzis Yibman, Dilma Adamai Yishad, is Azay Vite, that we make Gzeris for this Safik of Bitl Mitzvah Yidin. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. If you hold Yeshua, right, we're going to find Yom Yitzchak. It's true, that might be very important. One second. So what's going on here? We have here a new case of Asal Vatal Mitzvah Yidin. You have, again, four brothers, two married sisters, the two married sisters die. They fall to Levi and Yehuda. So we're telling Levi and Yehuda, you guys can't do Yibum. Because if one does Yibum, you're Mevatel Mitzvah on the other one. So both of you do Chalitza. Now, we discussed earlier in the year the Chacham Tzvi's Kler, if Chalitza is a mitzvah or if Chalitza is a matir. The Chacham Tzvi Klared, if Chalitza is a mitzvah like Shaifer is a mitzvah, a lulav is a mitzvah, meaning that it's a mitzvah saseh, a present opportunity to do chalitza, it's an opportunity, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah. Or maybe chalitza is a mitzvah like shechting an animal is a mitzvah. If you want meat, you shecht the animal. If you want to divorce your wife, you give a get. It's not a mitzvah to give your wife a get. If you want to be divorced, you don't do a get. If you want to eat, you shecht. We call that a matir. The chalitza, maybe it's only a matir. If you want, a chalitza wants to remarry, so then she needs chalitza. If a woman wants to remarry, she needs chalitza. But maybe it's not a mitzvah. Nafkamina. tremendous nafkamina, we said, for a woman who becomes a Yavama later on in life, and she doesn't plan to remarry. She says, what are they chalitza for? I don't plan to remarry. If you hold chalitza is a mitzvah, so then, what do you mean? So what if you don't plan to remarry? It's a chiyuv to do chalitza. If you hold chalitza is a matir, so just like if you don't plan to eat meat, there's no mitzvah to shecht an animal, even though you make a bracha, shek deshev zes of tzivanu, ala shchita, but there's no chiyuv to do it. If you want meat, you have to shecht. So chalitza too. If you want to remarry, you have to do it. If you don't want to remarry, then you don't have to. So it's a separate question about if there's a mitzvah on her also, or just on him. Which we were dayak, I think, the Lashon of the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos at one time. Not in Perush Mishnayos, Sefer HaMitzvahs. I think his Lashon was that it's a mitzvah on both of them. I remember there's a dayak in the Lashon. But today, it's not an afkamina, because right now we're clearing if Bechlal is a mitzvah. We're not talking about her, we're talking about him. Matir is a mitzvah, the nachiyuvis, you don't have to do the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a different sort. It's a different type of mitzvah. It's a matir, it's not a mitzvah like evil. It's a different mitzvah.
Who pays the bills?
Who pays the bill?
You have to fly into a different country, or she has to go there or something.
According to the Kredin, she has to pay because she's the one that needs it. In Halach, it says she has to travel to him. That's what it says in Ebenez. She's supposed to go to him. She's the one that, Gemara says, the one who has a toothache goes to the dentist. So the one who needs something goes to the one who provides it. At any rate, so we had to clarify if it's a matir or it's a mitzvah chiyuvus. In our Gemara, listen to what we're saying. We're saying we don't want to be mevatel chas v'shalom mitzvah siyivnin. We said that, I'll be mevatel mitzvah saseis. We don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah siyivnin. So what are we doing? So saying to them, listen, Levi and Yehuda, no yibum. Both of you do chalitza. Now, Bishlam of Chalitza is a mitzvah. I understand. We don't want to be mevatel mitzvah siyivnin, so we say do Chalitza. It's a mitzvah. However, if we're going to say that Chalitza is only a matir, so what are we doing? We are being mevatel mitzvah siyivnin. We're saying, I don't want to be mevatel mitzvah siyivnin, therefore what? Therefore we'll be mevatel mitzvah siyivnin. Therefore don't do yibum. That itself is a bitl of mitzvah yibin. No? That makes sense what I'm saying. We say, I don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah of yibum, therefore don't do yibum. That makes sense. Now, bishlama, if chalitza is a mitzvah, you're saying, I don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh, so don't do yibum, do chalitza. You have a choice. But if I'm going to say the chalitza is a matir, not a mitzvah, then what is it? Then also levatel mitzvah yibin, and therefore don't do yibum. Chalitza v'mokim yibum ain't a mitzvah, so it is a bigger mitzvah. It seems it's better to do two chalitzas than one suffik of bitl mitzvah yibum. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. It's takashver, and you'll see in a minute if I asks. But it seems in the Pashtus of the Gemara the Chalitza is a mitzvah. That's not like the Chacham Tzvi and the Chacham Sefer. Both the Chacham Tzvi and Chacham Sefer said, we had a third one, I forgot the third one at the moment, I think Rebbi Yitzchak Elchanan was the third one. They all three said that it's only a matir, it's not a mitzvah. This Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara, doesn't seem to shtim. So I looked in Shulchan Aruch to see how this is brought in halacha. You know how's it brought in halacha? Huh? How's the din of Arba Achim brought? The din of Arba Achim is brought in halacha Then why do they do chalitza na'ibum? What's the reason? Not like the maskon of this Gemara. Right? Well, what is we saying now? We ask the kasha. If you hold ein zika tshver, and for the Gemara, mishum osu levatel mitzvah yibum. But this is not lahalacha. Lahalacha we pask in yesh zika. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, when it says you have four brothers, two die, the other two do chalitza na'ibum, it gives a reason because yesh zika. Because each one is the sister of Chalutzasa, is a Chais Chalutzasa. So even though it's still a kasha on the Chacham Tzion, on some cipher, the Pasha Gemara is that Chalitza is a mitzvah, but at least Ladina, it's not true, because Ladina, the reason here has nothing to do with the Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yibum. The reason that when two brothers marry two sisters and die, the others can't do it is because of Zika. It's Yesh Zika. The Gemara, that was the Gemara's Kasha. How could you hold in Zika? So the Gemara asked the Vatel Mitzvah Yibum. That's not Lahalacha, Lahalacha Yesh Zika. So Lameisa, the Kasha is Tukul Kasha, but at least the way it's brought in Halacha, it's not so schwer. Kasha number two. New Kasha. A regular case of Yibum. No, they have to be brothers, two brothers. Right? Regular case of Yibum. A regular, no complications. No Yezik, Einzik. A regular case, you have two brothers. One married a woman, died without children. The brother has a mitzvah now to do Yibum v'chalitza. If he does chalitza, isn't he being mevatel mitzvah Yibum? How can he do chalitza? When? What's pshat? Torah said you could be mevatel mitzvah yibum. So you're saying a chiddush. Maybe you're right. Do you hear what I'm saying? Every time you do chalitza, the Torah says you have a right. Even chalitza, you made a mitzvah, but you're allowed to do chalitza. You're being mevatel mitzvah yibum every time you do chalitza. Torah says you're allowed to. What? Well, if your chalitza is a mitzvah itself, right? If your chalitza is a mitzvah unto itself, it says very good. Chalitza is a mitzvah, not being levatel. Right? Again, we're going with the mahalach of the Keren Ayra, that us levatel mitzvah yibmin is a general idea. You're not allowed to be levatel a mitzvah saseh. It's a cloud in the whole Torah kula. You're not allowed to be levatel mitzvahs. So now, every time a person has a choice of yibum v'chalitza. If your chalitza is a mitzvah, just not as big a mitzvah as yibum, okay. You don't do yibum, you do chalitza, you're not mevatel a mitzvah saseh, you're choosing one over the other. However, if you go with the Chacham Tzvi of some seifer, and you say that yibum, chalitza is only a matir, it's not a mitzvah, every time you do chalitza, you're being mevatel mitzvah yibum. How are you allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum? So we have to say, the Torah said you're allowed to. The Torah said you do chalitza. And in the Harsh Raga, in his piece on this Gemara, he says, that's the Hezber in the Mandi Omar that holds mutal levatel mitzvah yibum. We're going to say, Rabbi Gamliel holds, you're allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. But yesterday we said that the Isser Bittel Mitzvah Yibum is the Algemeine Isser Bittel Mitzvah Saseh. Rabbi Gamliel holds you're allowed to be mevatel mitzvahs? That's a shita, b'chal Torah kula? What's Pshat Rabbi Gamliel? Mutal levatel mitzvahs yibum. He says, Narshraga says, because the Madiyama, mutal levatel mitzvahs yibum, taka holds. The Torah was megala that chalitza is mutter, and chalitza is only a matir. He says, chalitza is only a matir, the Torah was megala, you're allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. You're allowed to do it with chalitza. Gevaldik. Right. And therefore what? Tyra. Right. Right. But through the Mion, you're being mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam. So how are you allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibam through Mion? I be mevatel mitzvah saseh. The Gemara is saying that's good for the machlokes. So the answer is, because in this mitzvah, the Torah says you can be mevatel through chalitza, you can mevatel other ways. He's saying that that's gufa, the gilui hakra, that tells Rav Gamliel is chiddush. Now if you think, that means the madyama mutal levatel mitzvah yibmin is because chalitza is a matir. He says the one who holds asal levatel mitzvah yibmin, hilal chalitza is a mitzvah. And since chalitza is a mitzvah, there's no raya. The Torah says you can do chalitza because chalitza is a mitzvah. So you're not being mevatel yibum. So he suggests that it's totally zebizet. From there we learn. Now Gamliel is going further, right? Because yeah, you're right. That's why he says it only makes sense if chalitza is not a mitzvah, if it's a matir. So then you're allowed to be mevatel yibum for something that's not a mitzvah. So maybe you could do it in any case. It's not a mitzvah. Okay, no. And Mashiach Ked, if you hold also levatel mitzvah, then you have to hold that it's a mitzvah. Which again is the way we're saying that the pashtus of also levatel mitzvah yibmin is that chalitza is a mitzvah. The first kasha really was saying that. That if chalitza is a mitzvah, the Gemara makes sense. That the Arba'achim do chalitza instead of yibum. You have to hold chalitza is a mitzvah. So we have now a second thing. This Hezber in the Machlokes Rav Gamliel on the Chachamim, he says it's Tali Zabizah. Also, Levatel Mitzvahs Yibin holds Chalitza is a mitzvah. And therefore, the Torah said you could do Chalitza, means you're. Why? Because Chalitza is also a mitzvah. But if you can do Levatel Gamri without Chalitza, without Yibum, then it's us. So we sort of have a second mashmois, not a proof, but a second mashmois, that if you hold Also Levatel Mitzvahs Yibin, you hold that it's a mitzvah.
And that's why we pass the Yishikos.
Is it true we passed the mutl of Atal Mitzvah? Do we pass it that way? This mutl? In this case, Rabachim. In the case of Achais. What about the Mandiyam Achais Kukasai? The Issa Erva of Achais Kukasai? What? Again? You mean every time the Gemara is only saying it as a Teretz? Yeah, I'm not sure if that's so. We have to make the cheshbon later, but okay, it would be nice. And we'll share with the Chassam Sefer and the Chassam Sefer talking about this is the third place that this comes up in the Gemara. And that's in the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba and the Ritva ask Taisus Kasha that since when is Rameya Chayshish Shema Yamos? Rameya generally doesn't hold. So Taisus says the difference in a short time and a long time. The Ritva and the Rashba bring, they say, Acherim Mitaratzim, they bring from someone else, that answers the following. It says, normally, we're not Chayshish Lamisa if there's a downside to being Chayshish Lamisa. If there's a reason not to be Chayshish. For example, on one of the Taisus cases, is a person has tevel. On Shabbos, he can't eat. The food is tevel. So Rameyer says, he could eat now and separate the truma after Shabbos. We're not afraid maybe by the time Shabbos ends, the barrel will burst and you won't be able to separate. Eat now and do the hafrosh itself later. Why isn't he chayshish lemisa, or in this case for b'kias adayid? So the reason is because there's a downside. If you're chayshish, you lose einik Shabbos. He's not chayshish lemisa if there's a downside to it. But there's no downside. If being chayshish lemisa is just a prudent thing to do, there's no downside, then it's okay. In our Gemara, since there's an eitzah to do chalitza instead of yibum, there's no downside to doing the chalitza b'makim yibum. So here he's Chayshish Lamisa. Why not? We'll play it safe. We'll be Chayshish Lamisa. It makes sense. If there's no Chesaron, so why not? Play it safe. Be Chayshish Lamisa. If there's a Chesaron, then we're not Chayshish Lamisa. So the Acherim Mitaratim say there's no downside. That's what Chayshus Lamis. Prechter Mitzvah. What do you mean there's no downside? Chalitza b'makim yibam ain't a mitzvah. Chalitza is not a big mitzvah. Or chalitza is a mitzvah makim yibam. What do you mean there's no downside? Zakter Mitzvah. Unless we're going like the Mandi Yamar, Abashol, who holds that chalitza is a mitzvah. The chalitza is a mitzvah l'chadchilu also. Again, what is the Ritva saying? That if you hold chalitza is a mitzvah, then this man, the Omer and the Gemara, comes out good. Man, the Omer who says chashinu l'misa, and aslo v'achum esesiyem chashinu l'misa, works out well if chalitza is a mitzvah. Now he's saying, what? Chalitza has to be an equal mitzvah to Yibam. Enough of an equal mitzvah is not called a downside to be chayshish l'misa. So we have sort of a third marker in these acherim, the taratzim, to say that this gemara is going like the Mandi Amar, that chalitza is a mitzvah, at least an equal or almost equal mitzvah to evil. So the mashmoyis of this gemara appears to be not like the Chacham Tzvi in some sefer. The mashmoyis here is that it's a mitzvah, and our way out is to say this is not la lacha we paskin yesika, and in the kasha and taisus kasha chashim lemisa we pass the taisus teretz man aruch, that all this is shalai kahalacha, but at least we have here a big tzad in the Gemara that these three nekudis that chalitza is a mitzvah. This is what seems to come is necessary in the pshat in the Gemara. What? So if for the Acherim it still helps. For the Acherim it still helps because there's no downside in telling him to Chalitza, because Abishol holds anyway that he's supposed to do Chalitza Lamaisa. We did clear then if Abishol holds that way only because of Bzman Hazeh, or always. The Gemara had two mashmoyesim. That it was only Bzman Hazeh, or that it was always, if you remember. But it could be that he just needs Lamaisa. The Gemara is talking Bzman Hazeh. Okay. So this is that old discussion of Chalitza is a mitzvah now. Okay, let's switch to Steinman Shtikl Torah here on the Gemara. So Steinman sticks in a little piece of Hilchos Shabbos into Yevamis, which is nice for a change because we don't get too often an opportunity to digress. Steinman on this Gemara brings in the issue of Davar Sheni Misgavin. I mentioned his kasha yesterday. Let's just go over it again. I think you all know there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that if you do a malacha without kavana, it's mutlachatchila to do something shalai b'kavana, as long as it's not a psikration. As long as it's not certainly going to happen, there's no isser to do something which might bring a malacha. You're allowed to drag a bench on the ground, even though you might dig up the ground. As long as it's not a psikration, you're definitely going to dig up the ground. It's mutter lachatchila. Davar Sheni Misgavin is mutter. If it's a psikresha, if it's 100% positive going to happen, then it's aser. Shaila, what the gather of the yisur is, the rest, the ramana, but it's aser. So everything depends on whether it's a psikresha or not. That's what comes out. Every davar sheni misgavin depends on whether something is a psikresha. Now, the kula of davar sheni misgavin is b'chol ha-Torah kula. It's lav dafka here. Except for Chalav and Varayis, but there are a couple of exceptions. But generally, B'chala Torah Kula, there's a p'tur of Davar Sheni Misgavin, which means the Minat Torah, if someone drops a pen in front of an Avodah Zarah, you can bend down and pick it up. So Davar Sheni Misgavin. Say there's a psikration. Okay. Not considered psikration, but whatever the case. But B'chal HaTorah Kula, a Davar Sheni Misgavin is mutter. There's no Isser if you're not Mechavin for something. We're going to have a case of Shatnez later. We get to say, Derech HaLeis HaSei. There are cases of Davar Sheni Misgavin by a Beged. Someone carries a Beged on his back. He's not Mechavin to wear it, Mechavin to carry it. If it's not a psik resha, it's going to warm him, then it's mutter. Dovah sheni miskaven is mutter b'chal terakula, unless it's a psik resha. Frekter Steinman. Again, we're going, this whole, everything's going to Mahalos. The Osel of Atal Mitzis Yibman is not a special takana. It's the regular rule. You're not allowed to be Mavatal Mitzis Hase. Frekter Steinman, in our Gemara's case, it's a Dovah sheni miskaven. He's not mechavin to be mevatel the assay. What's he doing? He's marrying Reuven's wife. He doesn't want to be mevatel the yibum of Shimon's wife. He hopes that Yehuda will be miyabim Shimon's wife. Yehuda will be miyabim Shimon's wife, so he's not mevatel the mitzvah. That's what comes out. So it's a darbish shayda miskavin, and it's not a psik resha. Who says that Shimon's going to that Yehuda's going to die? It's only Dilma Mai Yisidach. If the other one dies, then it'll be us. If he doesn't die, it won't be us. What's going on? So Dovah Sheni Miskaven without Psik Resha. How why the Chazal make such an issue? That was the kasha, as I told you yesterday. So he brings in here an important machlokes to know. It's a chiddush the way he brings it here, but let me first talk about the machlokes he brings in, and then we'll try to see how it plugs in. I want to give you an example just so that you'll follow. This example is not the Taz's case, obviously, but let's say you're walking down a block. Okay, I walk home from shul every Leil Shabbos. I walk down 21st Street. There's a house near the end of the block that has a sensor. When you walk by, the light goes on. It's a Dovah Sheni Miskaven. If I walk by, I'm not mechaven the light to go on, but it's a psik resha. If I walk by, it's going to go on. Across the street, I don't walk in front of that house. For 1 minute. Lamaisa, not every week is it on. Sometimes they remember to turn it on, sometimes they don't remember to turn it on. I see other people walking down the block. Sometimes we're walking, we see someone ahead of us walks, doesn't go on, so we also walk. If they didn't turn on the switch, they didn't turn on the switch. Question. Next time I walk down the block, is that called a psik resha that it's going to go on? Is that called a psik resha? I'm walking down the block. I'm not mechaven that the light should go on. No kavana. It's also if it's a psik resha. Would you say it's a psik resha or it's not a psik resha? Now, one side is that's not a psik resha. That's a taz. The taz says it's not a psik resha. It's not a problem. Not a psikration. Now, Taz is not talking about electric lights. The Taz is talking about Seder. About you have a drawer. You're closing a drawer. But sometimes there are little crawling creatures in the drawer. Are you allowed to close the drawer without checking? If there's something crawling around inside, you'll get Seder when you close it. Assuming it can't get out. If there's nothing in there, then you're allowed to close the drawer. You're not mechavin. You don't want to catch these things. You'd rather they go away. Is it mutter or aser? The Taz says, if you don't know if the bugs are there or not, that's called not a psik resha. It's not a problem. It's a dovah sheni miskaven. Which means that, push it, not a psik resha. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in Yeridaya, in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov. Right in the beginning of Basa B'Cholov, Siman Pei Zayin, the first long Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. He says, what are you talking about? That's not a psik resha. You don't know if the bug is there or not there. But if the bug is there, it's a psik resha. You just don't know the mitzias. You're missing knowledge of the mitzias. That's not called ois psik resha. I'm walking down the block. Is it a psik resha the light will go on? It depends. Is the switch on or off? Now, if I could go into the house and check, I would see. I don't know if the light switch is on. He says that's not called ois psik resha. Ois psik resha is I drag a bench on the ground. Sometimes it does dig, sometimes it doesn't dig. Sometimes it makes a charit, sometimes it doesn't. It's a suffix in my maisa. Here, there's no suffix in my maisa. My maisa walking down the block will certainly be enough to set off a motion detector. There's no suffix. There's no question if I walk down the block, I'll set it off. The suffix is, did he turn on, didn't he turn it on? But that's not called a psikration. But CD, it is a psikration. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that it's also. Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's interesting, the Bir Halacha, in Seida, was that Shin Tezayin, I think. The Bir Halacha says Rabbi Kiva Eger Svar on his own. Then he writes, Acha Kach Matzasi in Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yeridei. Psikresha, the Lai Nichalei is still Aser. If Psikresha Lai Nichalei, yeah, Lai Yichbis and Lai Nicha have the same halacha. It's a kula. Psikresha Lai Nichalei is Aser. We had, well, Taisvis and Subis, the Aruch Shita was a Psikresha Lai Nichalei is Mutter. Shuma Sadesh said you can be Mekel by a Drabana. But we're only Mekel Mokhim Tzaira. Mishnah Berurah said to be Mashmir. He didn't bring the Trumas Nadesh's Kula. So you're right, there's such a Kula. And Makam Tzarech, he is certainly allowed to. But again, what's the aside? The aside of the question is, you have to understand the Kivega, it's a Geshmak Asfara. He says, Ois Psik Resha is when it's a Suffolk in your Maisa. When Mitzag your Maisa, it's a Vardai, because you don't know the facts. Then that's a Psik Resha. Your Maisa is a Psik Resha. If I recall correctly, Rabbi Kivega's case, people used to have a communal oven. It was an oven. No, people didn't have ovens in their own house. They went into a communal oven. Everyone stuck, each person stuck his pot into the oven, and it cooked. What was the Shaila? You bring your oven there, and not on Shabbos, on a weekday. You bring your oven there, and you're going to throw wood into the fire to help it burn, to help it heat up. But maybe there's another pot, there are other pots there from other people. Maybe a guy has a pot of basa b'chalav in there. A pot of basa b'chalav, even a guy's basa b'chalav, a yid is not allowed to cook basa b'chalav. So the question Rabbi Kivega deals with, am I allowed to throw wood into a fire to help the cooking, if there might be basa b'chalav in the oven? And the Dovah Shein Miskaven, Dovah Shein Miskaven, I told you, is mutter b'chalav tayr kula. It's a Dovah Shein Miskaven. I don't want to cook his stuff, I don't cook my stuff. But it's a psikresha. You'll tell me it's not a psikresha, because maybe there is basa b'chalav, maybe there isn't. I don't know. So to be Kiva Eger, that is called psikresha. Because if there's basa b'chalav in the oven, it's definitely going to cook it. Mitzad my maisa, it's not going to happen. Question is it there or isn't it there? Mitzad my maisa, it's not going to happen. Rabbi Kiva Eger's side is that ois psikresha is only where mitzad what I do, it's ois psikresha. That's his side. And then it's also attacked. But dragging a bench, it says, if it's got sick ratio, it'll make a charitz, then it's awesome.
But you don't know. You don't know the ground.
If you don't know, then it'll be Rabbi Kivega's case. It would really be. But somebody could argue that scientifically,
when is dragging a bench
when you don't know. Most of the time. Where it's not a sick ratio. When I say you don't know, I mean where it's not a sick ratio. Well, it's not valid going to make a charit. It's not the ground. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Depends how it gets pulled. The same mice, I don't know why. I can't explain it to a physics major, but the same mice sometimes does and sometimes doesn't. No? Open my Gemara, sometimes they open to this page, sometimes to that page. Same mice sometimes opens it one way or the other. The same ice drinking a bench sometimes makes charitz, sometimes doesn't. That's what it seems. What you're saying is not Rabbi Kivega's lashon. That's the Delft lashon. Okay. I don't want to explain that. And do you understand? First of all, you understand what Chalitza Taz Rabbi Kivega. Forgetting about Yevamos for a minute, it's an important idea to know the idea. The Delft calls it Suffolk psikration. It's a Suffolk if it's psikration. Sounds like an impossibility, a suffix, a psikration. Yeah, it's a suffix on the facts to determine if it's a psikration. usually, we understand this Rabbi Kiva Egretaz always where it's a suffix on the Lisha Avar. I gave you three examples. The buds in the drawer, the light going on, the basa b'chol in the oven. All three cases, what's a suffix? Something that already occurred. Something that happened already. A suffix Lisha Avar. Dragging a bench, in a normal case, is suffix l'haba. I don't know what will happen now. Rav Steinman says, and it's something of a chiddush, that it's lav dafka suffik lahavar, suffik l'shaavar. Any suffik that doesn't have to do with me, has nothing to do with my ma'isa, has to do with somebody else's ma'isa, is included in this machlokes. For example, our case. You have two people fell to Yibum. Reuben and Shimon died, two sisters fell to Yibum. Levi is going to be Miyabim. We're saying, well, Levi is Miyabim, one wife. He's Mavatl, the mitzvah of the other one. I said, Dov Hashem Miskavim. So the answer would be, it's also, it's a psikresha. We're saying, what do you mean it's a psikresha? It's not a psikresha. It's only Dilma Mayasidach. Maybe the other person will die. Then it'll be a psikresha. So Kirsteinman, that's the same asafik as the Machlekes of Tazer B'Kivega. Mitzad, my Maisa. I'm about to miss a Yemen. If he'll end up dying, if something happens that's out of my control, then this is a bittul mitzvah. If it doesn't happen, then it's not a bittul mitzvah. Mitzad my maisa, it's a bittul on the mitzvah of Yibum if certain facts take place, just like if there's basa b'chalav in the oven, if the sensor is turned on, or if the bugs are in the drawer. All these cases are tackled where you don't know. Well, the table's no Aveira. It's just a hachaka that we don't eat on the table. So you have to come for the case. But the case, this case, a bus b'chol in the oven. Right? A bus b'chol in the oven, and the question is this question. I mean, it could happen to anybody. You go to work and well, you. I don't know, what do you do if a worker gives you something and asks you to turn on the microwave, stick it in? Gives you a container of food, says stick it on. What? Why not? What?
Religion.
Religion what? A worker asks you a favor. What? Does it not let? Microwave by Basa B'Chalav. Okay, I didn't mean to get into the microwave issue, you're right. But, okay, I don't know how Shkiach it is today, Basa B'chol, maybe it is Shkiach. Maybe the guy eat meat with butter. Some tastes good, no? But, Cheeseburgers, brother, are not Basa B'chol, because they're not cooked together. What? If you put it in the microwave, you'll be cooking it together. In the McDonald's, they cook the burger, they cook the cheese, they put the cheese on top of the burger. They don't really cook it together. But, okay, anyway, I didn't mean to get into all the examples, although I do want you to be aware of the machlaikis. If the machlaikis of Tazer Kiveg is important machlaikis, self-expression. Normally, we call this Tazer Kiveg a suffix l'shaavar. And you're saying that this Tazer Kiveg is Lashon. There's a suffix on the past, on something that happened already. Steinman is saying, even in Agamah, where it's a suffix in the future, but it's nothing to do with your ma'isa. Will he die? Won't he die? It impacts your ma'isa, but it's not, you don't control if he's going to die or not. This Gemara that's answering is Nemigon, that it's a secretion. It's not your ma'isa, it's a secretion. If he dies, it turns out that what you do is a secretion to Vavathal Mitzisya. That's his hanacha or his chiddush here. Okay, let's see the Gemara weiter. What does the Gemara ask? So why did the Gemara just say that if you hold Ein Zika, you hold also Levatel Mitzvah Yibmin? The Gemara, where we up to? V'ein Zika, about a dozen lines up. V'ein zika tevatel, the Rav Gamliel Amar, ein zika umutu levatel mitzvah yibmin. What's the Gemara saying? Before you get to Rav Gamliel's case. What's the kasha? If you hold ein zika, it should be umutu levatel mitzvah yibmin. Because Rav Gamliel holds ein zika and he holds mutter. So this says, you just finished telling me that if you hold ein zika, you really have to hold umutu levatel mitzvah yibmin in order to explain Rav Meir. But we see not that way for Rav Gamliel. Now Gemara is going to say, from Rav Gamliel you can't prove Rav Meir. But the Gemara that have Amina held, it's all one shita. If you hold Ein Zika, the Gemara is asking Akasha, we see from Rav Gamliel, you could hold Ein Zika, you could hold Butta Levatel Mitzvah Yibin. Now here is a problem. The Gemara on Yud Zayin Amid Beis had identical Gemara. Gemara asked Akasha, and the Gemara said, "Asa levatel mitzvah yibin." Yomar hachi avin afel machayim, kamash shulam machayim nisayim machayim loy mishum das levatel mitzvah yibin. Gemara said, "You might think that ain zika and this is mutter." So Gemara says, "No, ain zika and asa levatel mitzvah yibin." So the Gemara on Yitzayinam and Af Yechesam and Yitzayinam Beis Yechesam and Af the same exact Gemara. If you hold Ein Zika, but you hold also Levatel Mitzvah Yibin. Here, the Gemara asks, Iva Rav Gamliel doesn't hold that way. And before, the Gemara didn't ask that. Why didn't the Gemara ask it earlier? Taisis, Dibra Maschal Avol, in the first 2.5 lines of Taisis, is asking the Kasha. It's not really possible to understand that Taisis until you learn this Gemara. Unless you're very smart, I don't know. I didn't know what Taisus is talking about until I got to this Gemara. Look at the Taisus. Avo machayim loy dos levatel mitzvah yibin. Vafilu Rav Gamliel da omer miyano miyano. Even Rav Gamliel, who's this next case we're going to have, we said miyano miyano. Ah, he holds mutu levatel mitzvah yibin. Teretziz moy dahocha. Vishani hosam shekvar nesu aloy. When you're already married, you're allowed to be levatel mitzvah yibin. You could stay married. When the original got married, Beheter, which is Rav Gamliel's case, so they are allowed to be. Even though it's only Drabanan, so it must be Oslavach Muslim is also Drabanan. So he's saying that really, normally, Rav Gamliel will hold Oslavach Muslim. When the Yomutter, Miyana Miyana, in his case, where they got married Behetu, that place is Teretz. So maybe the Gemara didn't ask it back there. Make sense? Bamis, he always holds Asa Levatel Mitzvah Yibin. Over there, he holds Mutter because they already got married. When someone's married already, you don't force me in order to satisfy yourself. Once they got married, let them stay married. She doesn't know me, she doesn't know me, she stays married. We're not worried. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask it there. Here's the end of the base. So the Pelon Taisus is, so what's the Gemara's Kashi Yechesam and Alice? The same thing is here. Same thing. What are you asking a Kashi? Slovatel Mitzvah Yemin. Rav Gamliel holds, Rav Gamliel holds more to Slovatel Mitzvah Yemin. Rav Gamliel only holds that way in this case, which is a case where they already got married Behetzer. So it's a plea. What Taisa says there is missing, has a shtim into this Gemara. So what's funny is that Taisa himself on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph is the Kasha. It's like the Gemara is here, one Taisa is back here, one Taisa is Vaita. Taisa on Chav Gimel and Aleph, Ikar of Gamliel, brings our Gemara. And he answers in the first very wide line, Ava Gav Dehocha Knusa, Etzlei Meikara. Even though, how could you compare Rav Gamliel's case to Ramea's case? Rav Gamliel's case, they're already married. Taisus answers, I'm not sure what Taisus means. I think Taisus means that this case is also a Shvacha case. It's a case of Dilma Mayis. So, if he holds that Mutl Vatl Mitzis Yibnin, in a case who was already done by Heter, in such a case as well. in the case of Sveikas. That's what Taisa says. But Al Kapanim, the point is that the Kasha is asked, and the second Kasha is asked as well. Let's see Rav Gamliel's case. The Tanan, Rav Gamliel Oimer, Emiyana Miyana, Emloya Miyana, Tamten Achatagdo. Rav Gamliel says, what was the case? Two brothers married two sisters, but one sister is a Ketana that was married through a mother or brother. And the older sister's husband died. Now, the second brother has a problem. He's married to the Ketana, who's a sister of the Yavam. Can't be married to both. So Gamliel says, Imiyana, Imiyana. Now, the ideal thing would be, she should do Miyan. Go home. And then he's allowed to marry the Yavama. So Gamliel says, you don't have to teach her to do Miyan. Imiyana, Imiyana, Imloy, Imiyana, Tamtan, Shatag, Dovatet, Alazum, Shemachai, Sisha. He says, wait till she becomes a Gadol. She doesn't do Miyan. Shalom, Al Yisrael. We don't care that you're losing mitzvahs. Yimin, she doesn't do Miyan. She doesn't do Miyan. Because she has to wait, you mean? Because she has to wait. Not talking noyam, because she has to wait. But maybe it's not talking noyam to force me in also. I don't know. We said that if you have to wait, some Rishonim at least said, if you have to wait, as long as you have to wait too long, it's not a problem, too long. They said waiting till the mother-in-law or father-in-law dies was not too long. But, what? So different than a cotton. There's a share to the waiting. Okay. So, what does Rav Gamliel hold? That mutar levatal mitzvas yibmin in such a case. Mutar levatal mitzvas yibmin even for a drabbana. Now again, you're being levatal mitzvas asay. So he said, he holds that by yibum, you're allowed to be mutar levatal mitzvas yibmin because the Torah allows chalitza, so the mele you're allowed to be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Now, Tosis says, Rav Gamliel only holds that way in certain cases. Normally he holds asal levatel, but here, where it was already kvar nesu'aloi, it's different. This idea of kvar nesu'aloi, we have in a deraisadika case. A normal case, a man married a woman. His brother wants to marry the woman's sister. Nobody died, everyone's alive. Ruvay married a woman. Shimon wants to marry the sister. Is Shimon allowed to marry the sister? Yeah. Two brothers can marry two sisters. Maybe he's being mevatel mitzvas yibmin. Dilma ma yasidach b'laybonim. He's mevatel mitzvas yibmin. So we're not chayshish. Until it comes to a matziv of a chiyav yibum, we're not chayshish such a thing. Even though you might say in Svara, if you marry two brothers, marry two sisters, they can't do yibum. Afal pi kein, we're not chayshish. As long as the marriage was beheter, that's the aside. You see it here, Rav Gamliel. The top tesis on the Amid Beis, which we're learning in Hashem tomorrow, says it also by a regular sister, two brothers marrying two sisters. As long as it was kansa beheter, it's mutter. There's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says a chiddush l'kula and a chiddush l'chumra. A chiddush l'chumra and a chiddush l'kula. The Ramah is in Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Sif Hei. Chiddush Pella. He says that if someone has a woman fall to Yibam, Achshav is manazeh, Dikachayim Rabbeinu Gershim, we know the Ramah holds that we have a chayim avinu gershim. Now I'll take two wives. Im nafla le'echad shemeres yavam. If yavama falls to a man, osur lisa acheres achi achleitzla. He's not allowed to marry a different woman until he gives a chalitza. Now today we know he's going to do chalitza. Of course he's going to do chalitza. So a woman falls to Yibam. Let's say a man has a chasna date. Chasna date is set, and planning the wedding, and they got the photographer and the invitations, everything. And then a month before his wedding, his brother dies without children. So what happens now? He has to cancel the wedding. Why? Kindu chalitza for 90 days. 91 days, right? So, Zatu Raman, you're not allowed to get married. You're not allowed to get married when you have a Yavama waiting for you. Why not? So the Lashon HaGra is the Kaimalan Zika Keknusa Danya, Vada Kishtai. Because Yesh Zika. This Yavama is like his wife. How can he take a second wife? He's taking a second wife. Yehir HaChumra. That's his Chumra. So make the wedding with a Kedusha without Nisuin. Oh, the Zika Kedusa. So that's why he brings Lashon Zika Kedusa, which we're going to have really on the other days. That's more than a Kedusha. It might be more than a Kedusha. We have to see. Mukiesi says it's not more. Tyson Yom Bey says it's not more. We'll have to see. So your Jinsing is good. But you hear the Chumra. You hear the Chumra. He says that in such a case, you have a problem. But in the wedding case, you don't have a problem. So the Ramah ends. V'davka shaloi hasim mishudeches le'kvar. This is only true if the brother wasn't engaged already. Mishudeches le means engaged, or just they started dating. Mishudeches, they read the shidduch. Like Lakewood, right? There's a freezer, but if you started already, then, right, doesn't apply. So it's the same thing. If mishudeches le'kvar, then mutter lekaitza. It's mutter. The chiddush. We're saying yesh zika, and therefore, if you have a shemeres yavam, you're not allowed to get married until you do chalitza. But if it's mishudeches kvar, they're engaged already, or maybe it means they're dating already, then it's mutter. It's a chiddush. Just because you're mishudeches, that has no force in halacha. Not yenash, not eishes ish. Yet, Mishudeches Kevar works. So the Makar would seem to be from this Gemara. Would seem to be from here. I mean, really, I can tell you the Makar is from before. From the case where two brothers marry two sisters. You're allowed to marry the sisters as long as you do it Beheter B'Shaitai. But more than that, in Rav Gamliel we see, the way Tosfos explains, as long as you are Nichnas Beheter, even when something that's only a Darabanan. You were nichnas a beheter. It was a ketana that got married in a kedushin derabanan, and now there's no issur levatal mitzvas yemin. She doesn't have to mia because it started beheter. Started in what type of heter? The whole thing's only derabanan. That's enough. So it's the same thing is here that it started beheter. So that's enough. That's the husband. Okay. All right, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll turn the